This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Hello, is back to talk some sport this morning. G'day, mate.
Yes, and in particular, we're all about local. We don't, we're not a facade. We're here for local. Just love the local sport. And we had our last round of touch footy Wednesday night at the Kennel. Woof, woof. Tiki Blues defeated Penola 7-1. Of mine users, Penola had a few out, but you've got to cover that sort of thing, Eagles. Three double try scorers for the Blues. Luke Johnson, no surprise. Nick Cormosis, whose name always tests me as a new Australian myself. Coach Megan Von Duvey. Panthers defeated Tiki Roos 6-3. Second win for Panthers on a roll. Well done there. Tikis were undermanned, but it doesn't matter. Same story there. And Jake Biggs got the triple for Panthers. And Tiki Tigers, Division 2 side, Vesta Vikings were defeated by then 10-4. And Bryce Strawn, 3 for Tigers going into the Christmas break. Touch will be back for round 11, Wednesday the 13th of January at McDonald Park, of course. And then the big one will bring a lot of people to Mount Gambier. So big thank you from the business houses. 16th of January, your podiatrist cross-border cup, and that means the Mexicans will be here, Blue Lake Sports Park, and they will be welcomed. Now, well done, Mount Gambier Cycling Club member Tess White. She's got on her bike, and she's up in Brisbane, and she was a member of the South Australian Under-19 Women's Team Pursuit Gold Medal. How's that? So well done there, and that's occurred in Brisbane, of course, on Wednesday. Also, her brother Luke competed in various events, and that'll be a good experience for him going forward. Now, congratulations to the Suncorp Super Netball Rebel Rising Star from our neck of the woods years ago. Young Player of the Year, I'm talking about Macy Nankerville, who I caught up with earlier in the year, ex-Mundulla girl, 21-year-old. First year as a contract player. She was going to be just happy to play in the midcourt and maybe get into the centre. When she did it for the Adelaide Thunderbirds, she won that award, and she's also joint club champion this year. And, of course, her dad, ex-policeman here in Mount Gambier, Neil, who now lives in Adelaide, was a champion full forward at Glencoe, and you wouldn't get in the way of him when he was leading, I can tell you. Now, still on Netty, East Gambier's dual Western Border best and fairest, 2018-19, Tennille Gray, handy basketballer as well. She's in Adelaide now, and she'll play for the renamed Woods Panthers, South Adelaide club in the State League. So we'll keep an eye on her progress. And the last player from the Southeast to play for Woods Panthers was Millicent Girl K.O. Watts. Well, she went on to play in a premiership for New Zealand team Waikato Bay of Plenty Magic in the Trans-Tasman comp in 2012. And she also played for West Coast Fever, Adelaide T-Birds and the Melbourne Vixens until she retired recently, a couple of seasons ago. So good luck to Neil. It's a good lucky charm there, and we hope it all goes well up there. And, of course, she gets all ability from her mum. Good morning, Darren. And Saturday night, Yui, Mount Gambier Harness Racing, the Christmas meeting. Got the first three races, so that's a bonus. So the kids will be there. Free entry, full catering, Christmas festivities for the kids. Woof, woof, and Santa will be there as well. And the Juan Ping Jumping Castle. That's a new one to me, so it must have a bit of extra bounce in it. And the good news is 6 more meetings planned for 2021, including the Gold Cup Saturday the 13th of March. So we're getting back to, dare I say it, Yui, a bit of normality, or I gone too soon?
Oh, I don't know. Look at what's happening in New South Wales at the moment.
And silly season. Last night, the 11 clubs in the Horsham District's Footy and Netball League voted to accept the Canaveralee Cougars, who are going to eject from the K&T and play in their comp next season, which will mean they'll have two hubs of 6 clubs either side of Horsham. Very progressive, and they will have a final 6 final series. So take note, Western Border and Carrie-Narracourt. Don't wait for crisis. Now, I rarely mention people's birthdays on air, Yui, but a very special congratulations to one of my neighbours in our Vansittart Court complex, Nola McDonough, very traditional Mount Gambier name there, a lot of history there, who turns 100 tomorrow, Yui.
Huge congratulations.
And I think she still gets up the stairs. So that's a pretty
fantastic
good
achievement.
So let's hope the family make a big fuss of her and she has a grand day. Now, lastly for me, Yui, ho, 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 where did the season go? The year has flown. So I just want to wish all the listeners and all our guests and everyone else a peaceful and joyous Christmas. And let's hope we can all recharge to be back better with a jab-assisted 2021, Yui. So let's hope that's all in train. And obviously, I'll be back on Monday, the 11th of January, with some very special guests, ex-Southeasterners. So all the best till next year.
Yui for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.